The Traveler's Journal, January 25th, with all-inclusive insights. Since Club Med pioneered one-price-covers-all vacation resorts in the 60s, the concept has grown and evolved, especially in the Caribbean. Dozens of all-inclusive resorts now dot the islands, and several significant chains have both upgraded older properties and built new ones. And the range of options has also expanded. Once primarily campy singles-oriented places, there are now all-inclusives that cater to couples, families, and seekers of luxury. With ceiling mirrors and see-through water slides, hedonism to draw the young and energetic. The Sandals brand is designed to appeal to couples who want to be pampered, while Grand Lido is favored by those who crave top-shelf treatment and don't mind the extra expense. With all those choices, inevitably comes confusion about which resort best suits a traveler's particular style and budget. Then add to that the difference in the ambiance of the islands themselves and the fact that all-inclusive doesn't mean the same thing everywhere. At a minimum, that's all accommodations and meals. But at some places, one price includes a broad range of activities, amenities, and treatments, perhaps even round-trip airfare. At others, all that is extra. To educate the public, Sandals Hotels unveiled a self-rating system. Its named properties and beaches resorts are all ranked by 19 categories and 57 subcategories. Other all-inclusives would be wise to follow Sandals' lead. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.